This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
And Peter Hunt is with us live this morning on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line, chairman and CEO of Hunt Real Estate Corporation. A lot of buzz over Ingram Micro's move from Amherst to downtown at the Genesee Towers. Peter, what kind of a shot in the arm is this for the city?
Well, it's a good thing for the city. It's kind of a net zero for the whole community, though. This particular company is moving from one building owned by one company to another building owned by the same company. I think it's a good thing for downtown, certainly. We need, obviously, to bring people back to work and back to a workplace in the city, and we need vibrancy in the central business district, so I hope this will all help.
Is it surprising to you to see a business move that many employees downtown in the current climate? I mean, we've been talking about people leaving downtown, not necessarily because the offices are fleeing to go to, you know, Amherst or a suburb somewhere, but because people just aren't going to the office, period.
Well, it's been a seismic shift, as you both know, and your listeners certainly know, over the last 6 years, really, since we started anticipating this whole COVID thing, and then the government stepped in and shut things down, and all of a sudden people couldn't go to work, and now their willingness to come back to work after they've been home for a while, either home or hybrid or some new combination thereof, they're reluctant to come back to work if they don't have to. And so it's really kind of up to employers and employees to decide a couple things. First of all, is the workplace itself valuable? And if it is, let's get people back. And secondly, is the culture valuable? And I just fail to see how any organization can maintain a culture if people are separate all the time. So I'm really hoping that, not that we return to something that we used to have, but that we develop some new kind of means by which we can be together and build a culture in all organizations, and also maintain a new kind of equilibrium between retail, hospitality, office, residential, in a place like the Central Business District, which you should probably take business right out of that term, just call it our center city.
It seems like there's always a swing with office vacancy downtown over the years, if you look back. But currently, what is the situation with the vacancy rate?
Well, the vacancy rate's kind of hard to tell. If you go to one of the national companies that measure these things, you're going to get a widely varying set of data. But generally speaking, in a city like Buffalo, you're going to probably have something in a 20 to 25% vacancy factor in the Central Business District, maybe a little higher in some buildings, a little lower in others. But what we're seeing around the country is that the better located buildings in the bigger cities like Manhattan, for example, or Miami or Chicago, LA, for example, the better located, really A1 locations, A1 buildings, their occupancy is high. It's 95, 98%. There are few buildings sold in New York City recently, and they're all reporting a vacancy of 1 or 2 or 3%. Here in Buffalo, I think if you own a building, if you've got 80% or 85% occupancy, you're doing pretty well.
Is, you know, this building, a very visible building downtown Buffalo in West Genesee, the former Highmark building we're talking about, kind of this, you know, really, you know, to some people very strange, Peter, you know, mix of old and new together, but it is a very visible building downtown. Is, how important is it just for the city as a whole, or are there buildings that are more important to have occupied than others? You know, did this building hurt more than, say, another one, even a few blocks over, just because of its visibility to have it, you know, completely vacant?
if you go back in time, Brian, at one point we had the old HSBC tower was vacant, the Statler building was vacant, and we had a series of other buildings that were vacant around town. So the fact of life is we've always had a factor here of significant buildings being under-occupied or unoccupied. So this building, 400,000 square feet, the Highmark building, is going to have 100,000 square feet that will be occupied by Ingram Micro, which will be a good thing. But there's still vacancy there. So it's very important that the marquee buildings come back to life. And I think what Mr. Jamal is doing with One Seneca, and also hopefully what will happen with the Statler is critical. But what we really need to look at is why things aren't happening as fast as we'd like to have them happen, because there's a lot of developers that would like to complete some projects. Problem is that we had an interest rate spike in March of 2022. It has come down a little bit, but not much. And so the cost of money to do these projects, when you planned them, you banked on a certain interest rate. You had a certain interest rate assumption. Well, now that's a lot different. So a lot of projects are on hold. There's a lot of people that want to do good things in our town, Brian and Susan, and they're ready to do things, but they've just got to make it work on paper. And right now, there's a lot of factors that are working against that.
You know, because of all those factors, is it surprising then that Ingram Micro is moving? Or is it more of a decision because it's not just office space? They're getting covered parking. They're getting a gym, full-service cafeteria. They're getting a culture.
Well, I hope that has a lot to do with it. There's no question that as you look around the country and you see buildings that are very successful, there's an ecosystem there. There's all the things that you just described, Susan. And certainly there's also the fact that they're right on the waterfront. And it's a beautiful setting there. And you're just a short walk into the Central Business District. So there's a lot of good reasons for them to be there. The suburban office parks developed because people wanted to work closer to where they lived, and there had been decades of urban flight. So there were brought new homes and new developments in the suburbs, and to have your office a short distance away seemed like a great idea. I'm not so sure that's a great idea anymore for a lot of people, particularly as families grow and kids move out and mother and father are in a big house. What do they do with a big house? Kind of attractive to maybe move back into the city and enjoy some of the life that you get in the city that you don't get in a suburban setting.
Well, it's interesting stuff. Peter, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Peter Hunt of Hunt Real Estate, of course, joining us live here talking about the big move from Ingram Micro.